Shakira on 2FM.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we got some Kings of Leon for you. With Sex on Fire here on 2FM. Right evening, everybody. 7 minutes past 10. Hello, all of that kind of stuff.
On this very, very, very special Monday.
Kira won an Oscar. Congratulations,
no,
Kira.
No, I didn't. I just... It's a very special day. That's all.
Today?
Yeah.
Why?
It just is.
I actually don't know what Kira's talking about.
You really don't know?
No.
No idea.
It's not your birthday, and it's not my birthday.
No. No idea, Chris.
It's JJ, who we work with's birthday around now, isn't it? Oh, no, it was his birthday. Oh,
yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Hold on,
to
wait.
Look, don't forget about it. No. Don't worry about it.
Because, no, Kira does this.
No, it's not.
It's
no,
not your birthday,
just,
is it?
Get on with the show. No, Chris, my birthday is not
Yeah, exactly. Because I have done this before and Kira gave me the whole, oh, you forgot my birthday.
Don't worry about it. Very special day, actually.
It's Black History Month, isn't it? Is that it?
No, that's not it.
That's important too, though.
It is important too.
Yeah. All right. Well, then I don't know. I really don't.
I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself.
Okay.
This is big.
All right.
Like, really big.
I genuinely don't know. I guess we'll just soldier on through the show, and if at some point I get some inspiration, I'll let you know. But I honestly can't remember. I don't know what you're talking about. All right. Now I'm in a weird way starting the show. Because I actually don't know what Kira's talking about. 51552 is the number. Maybe you know. Maybe someone out there knows what's so special about today. 51552.
What?
Yeah, you know.
What?
Did it...
What?
Are you blossoming into a woman?
What, Chris?
Is that what happened today?
No, Chris.
Did you know?
No, I wouldn't exactly take to the airwaves to announce
that.
No, Chris, no!
All right, okay. Well, then I really don't know. Are you pregnant?
No!
Oh, God, thank God, thank God, thank God! Because I'm genuinely weirded out now. Well, look, 51552, we'll get on with the show, we'll see what happens. Maybe someone else can remind me of what's so special about today.
It's the 23rd of February, Chris.
Okay. I really don't know. Like, there's nothing. We already did my birthday last week. It can't be any weird thing like that.
Oh, just don't worry about it.
All right, okay. Well, look, on the way in just a minute, we're going to be playing the Win Back Your License Fee quiz, which is where we get someone on and we give you a chance to win back your license fee. It is as simple as that. 51552 if you'd like to come on and play. Also, between now and 11 o'clock tonight, we are going to be doing this week's wrap-off, which is where Kira and I each take a rap verse from a rap track. We battle against each other, and it's very exciting. Big thanks to Owen as well, by the way, for the last 2 hours. Give him a big round of applause. I don't think we did. Rudely interrupted by Kira's cryptic messages. All right, tell you what we'll do. I'll play you some Aluna George, and we'll come back. We'll play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz here on 2FM. Oh, yes.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Yeah, oh, there we go, I tell you. Some Aluna George with You Know You Like It. Very suggestive title. Very, very sexualized title. You Know You Like It here on 2FM. Right, how is everyone? What is going on? You know, I am eager to get into this. It's Monday. We had a good week last week. I mean, we had a winner and then we had a very near winner. So hopefully that star-studded list of winners. Hopefully, Natalie, you're going to be able to keep this up, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Good woman. That's what I like to hear.
Confidence.
Yeah. No nonsense. Oh, Natalie, you wouldn't believe some of the nonsense we have to put up with. I'll be like, so, Natalie, you'll be able to do that, right? And it's like, I don't know, I'll give it a try. And, you know, really meek, boring, meagre voice. Not you, Natalie. You're here to win tonight, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Good woman. Good. I like to hear that. Well, Natalie, where are you in the world?
I'm in Dublin.
Oh, very nice. What are you doing with your life? Anything interesting?
I'm in college, I'm in final year, so things are piling up with dissertations and deadlines and all that.
What are you doing in college?
I'm doing English and media.
So. Okay, very good, very good. And is it like one of these things where it's going to be a whole load of exams at the end of the year, or do you get to like at least do some of the stuff with like assignments or essays or this kind of stuff?
No, a few of the modules are CA, so I don't have an exam, but some of them are exams, yeah. So.
And where are you going to college, Natalie?
IADT in Dunleary.
Oh, okay.
Very nice, very nice. Well, look, how was the weekend? Anything exciting? Probably not. You're probably just studying, were you? And feeling guilty about having any free time.
Yeah, I wasn't really doing anything on the weekend. I'll pretend I was studying.
Good woman. So that's
let's
it.
Just say that.
See, this is the problem, though. I remember when I was in your position, when you're coming up to the end, especially when you're in final year and you're coming up to the end, you feel guilty no matter what you spend your time doing.
But it's only February.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, but these college things finish in, like, what, probably April or May, is it?
Yeah.
See?
You have loads of time.
On the 17th of March.
Say again?
I have to hand up my dissertation draft on the 17th of March.
Oh, see, this is what I'm saying. And I bet you now, any minute you don't spend doing that, you're sitting there feeling guilty and you're like, I should be doing it. Yeah, see, this is it. I hear you.
Let me tell you a little secret. We've all been there and we all got through it. So you can do it, Natalie.
Yeah.
Great.
Look where we ended up.
Look where we ended up.
I don't know if that's
a
good or a bad thing, Natalie. But hey, look, take from that
at least
you
got our dissertations in, Chris.
Yeah, I didn't even have to do any of those. I would have melted if I'd had to do those.
You would have quit.
I would have started crying if I'd had to do those. Yeah, no way am I doing that stuff. But look, I'm excited because Natalie is on to play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz with us. Now, how this works is, Natalie, we are going to ask you as many questions as we can in 60 seconds. So once I start the clock here, well, the clock will start once I ask the first question. We are going to have 60 seconds to hopefully get you to 10 correct answers. So that is the magic number that we are looking for. 10 correct answers out of Natalie this evening, and then she will win back her license fee quiz.
Chris, sorry,
yes,
Kira. I don't mean to interrupt you there.
Just sorry,
very quickly off the top of my head, what was the name of the Irish golfer who was named the European Ryder Cup captain?
That would be Darren Clark. Why do you ask?
That was bothering me all weekend long, and I just couldn't wait to see you on Monday to ask you, because I know you're big into your golf.
You're huge into my old golf. Darren Clark here is the answer to that question. What did you ask me again?
I asked you which Irish golfer was named the European Ryder Cup captain.
Oh yes, that is definitely Darren Clark.
For no reason.
Natalie, I was just chatting to Kira about that. Sorry that we had that off-personal conversation there. But, you know, we are now ready to get right back down to it. Once I ask the first question, Natalie, your time will begin. Let's get right down to this. Which Irish golfer was named the European Ryder Cup captain?
Darren Clark.
What is the capital of Egypt?
Cairo.
What singer is playing in Croke Park on July 24th of this year?
Ed Sheeran.
What actor is the current James Bond?
Daniel Craig.
What is the name of Taylor Swift's most recent album?
1989.
Athlone lies on what river?
No idea.
Which UK soap is set in Weatherfield?
No idea.
Stephanie Germanota is the real name of which pop star?
Lady Gaga.
The Cliffs of Moher are in what Irish county?
Clare.
We Are Young was a hit single from Janelle Monáe and which band in 2011?
Fun.
Eric Cartman and Stan Marsh were characters in which animated series?
No idea.
Warsaw is the capital of which country? Who is the current captain of the Irish rugby team?
Gordon Darcy.
Frank Underwood is the lead character in which Netflix series?
No idea.
What country is Carly Rae Jepsen from?
Canada.
That's it. I mean, we just happened to finish nice and conveniently on that. I tell you, we flew through those, Natalie. Very good.
Hold on a second.
Well, I wasn't keeping track, I'll be honest, because me and you, Natalie, were fully immersed in that question session. But Kira was keeping score, I believe. Also, Natalie, sorry, before we get to the answers, Eric Cartman and Stan Marsh, South Park. Natalie, now, in fairness.
South Park, yeah.
Come on now. I thought that would be a search when we were reading that out.
I didn't even think.
Yeah.
I've got to ask a question, Natalie. Did you answer the Warsaw question? Warsaw is the capital of which country?
She said pass.
You said pass on that one. Yeah, no, I just wanted to...
that's Poland.
Yeah,
you did say... No, that's okay. I just wanted to verify because... Mm-hmm. I tell you why, Natalie, I hate to say this to you, and that's why I had to double check whether you passed or said Poland on question 12. You got 9.
You're joking me.
You got 9.
I thought she had that. That's why I was 9. Just dragging it out a bit. I thought she definitely had it. Oh,
no.
Mother of God! Oh, Natalie, I'm really sorry. I thought you had that. That's why I was getting all jokey with you.
Legit, you got 9, Natalie. That's why I just had to double check because I didn't hear it properly, and I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
That you said pass instead of Poland because.
Oh, bollocks! I would have said she said Poland. I'm sorry, Natalie. I thought we had it. I thought we were sure.
Your 9 isn't embarrassing anyway. It's grand.
No, 9's amazing.
No, 9
you
is
did
very
so
good.
Well, it was just a couple of questions there at the end that got you.
Yeah.
Like the Eric Cartman, the South Park one, who's the current captain of the Irish rugby team, that's Paul O'Connell. Frank Underwood is the lead character in House of Cards. But you did really well.
Yeah,
other than that.
Props on knowing that Carly Rae Jepsen's from Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the surprise for me. Well, look, Natalie, I mean it. It's a real pity we couldn't give it back to you because you seem like a really nice person. And have a great evening.
And best of luck in college,
Yeah, most definitely.
Thank you.
All right then.
I'll
there
tell
we go.
If I managed to, you know, pass or not.
Do. Oh yes, yes, do. Let us know. I want to stay updated on this.
I did English in final year college as well, and I passed. So you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
If you need a hand with anything, you know, just get in contact with me. Maybe you never know.
Do you have a dissertation on hand there, Kira, that you can give me?
Can you give her your dissertation, Kira?
No, my dissertation was on the political conflicts in the Olympics.
Okay.
Natalie, do you want to do a dissertation on that?
Well, if it's all done, then yeah.
Yeah, but look, I'll see what I can do.
Kira's offering grinds as well, if you'd like any. Kira's going to be giving grinds and stuff. But look, never mind any of this. Natalie, I'm very sorry. And look, have a great evening, all right?
Okay, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no Bye. Worries.
Cheers.
Damn, that really annoys me.
Damn it.
I honestly thought she had it.
I know.
I would have lied and said she'd said Poland if I... I thought she had it anyway.
I know, but we have to be fair. No.
No, because then I'll tell you what would have happened was... Because I know that I can see who else is listening to this. And I know that if I had said, oh yeah, she said Poland, then it would have been in my ear. No, she didn't say Poland, in fairness. I would be like, all right, fine, yeah, she exactly. didn't say Poland.
We have to be legit when it comes to this, in fairness.
Yeah, so, you know? But there's five people scrutinising this.
It's the fact that we're giving back the licence fee.
So I know, I'm saying.
You can't blame them, really.
I know.
The fact that we're even allowed to do that is amazing.
You know, the guy from KPMG who stands by the lotto machine?
Comes in every Monday
and
Thursday.
He just sits out there.
Doesn't smile or anything.
No, he just hangs out. But anyway, look. Speaking of which, I believe she was a question in this tonight, wasn't she? She was. Taylor Swift, here's her new track, Style, on 2FM. Oh, yes.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
The name of that track is King. Really good. I love it. Right. Evening, everybody. What's happening? My name is Chris. This is Kira.
Hello.
And I'm very excited about this. I get very nervous every week when we're about to do this, because I will be honest with you now, generally most things don't get to me, but wow, some people out there are very critical of our rap ability. I will tell you that. I will tell you that much right now. Kira and I, we do a rap battle every week where we get a classic piece of rap / hip hop. We do a verse from it each and we play them for you and you decide who did better. Well, I used to think I was semi-okay at this. And I have had a rude awakening over the last few months.
No, Chris, see, I don't agree with this because I know how far we've come.
My confidence is gone now.
Your confidence is gone. And I know that
telling us we're rubbish.
Whereas for me, it's always been kind of low anyway, because I honestly never thought I was really good at that rap-offs. And then sometimes I'd have one week where I'd be absolutely phenomenal, you know? But majority of the weeks it was you. And I don't like to see your confidence knocked at something that you're genuinely really good at.
Well, the public has crucified us.
Who would have thought that me and you would come together over this?
Well, when we're faced with this much adversity to our raps, it's difficult not to
kind of
bond together and I guess try and form some solidarity with each other. But look, enough of this pity party. Hopefully tonight is going to be different. Who knows? So every week, Kira and I, we get a rap track. This evening's is, you'll love this, it's Jay-Z and Beyonce, Bonnie and Clyde. The 2003 Bonnie and Clyde.
Now, Chris, I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
I kind of want to... How do I say this? I chose this track tonight, okay? And I don't know, have you noticed? I've kind of been choosing a lot of Beyonce, Jay-Z tracks.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, because, Chris, I want to remind you that, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z are an amazing couple, okay?
Oh, yes. Kira's all behind them being a real couple. I still think that the old divorce due to irreconcilable differences is on the way in a little while. I don't know why. I just a feeling I have, not based on anything. But
and also, you
Kira's
know,
all about them.
Beyonce and Jay-Z have been working together, you know, and been together for a very long time.
No, I don't deny that they have. They've made some absolutely... Wasn't this one of their kind of big first ones together?
It was, and isn't it nice to kind of celebrate, you know, two people that have been working together for a very long time?
I'm just
putting it out there.
Yes, it is nice to celebrate that. Yeah,
you know,
it is.
I'm sure Beyonce gets sick of Jay-Z. And I'm sure Jay-Z gets sick of Beyonce, but, you know, they're still working together after all this time.
I think I know what today was. I think I know what I missed. But look, we'll get to that in a minute. How about we do this?
Yeah, let's just do it.
Kira, which would you like to go first?
You go first.
All right, then.
Because I respect you as a person.
Thank you.
I've worked with.
Good.
For a long time.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm getting some respect from you. That's about time.
About time.
Yeah. Listen to this. Listen to this, okay? I'm going to play you my version. I'm going to play you Kira's version. Then you're going to have to decide who did better. So here is Chris's version. Let's do this. Oh, sorry. I should get my ad-lib.
Let's get the ad-lib in.
You ready, B?
Yeah.
So anyway, don't...
Let's go and get him.
Obviously, don't vote till you've heard both versions, if you can manage that.
Look for me, young B, cruising down the west side highway, doing what we like to do our way. Eyes behind shades, this necklace, the reason all of my dates been blind dates. But today I got my thoroughest girl with me. I'm mashing the gas, she grabbing the wheel. It's trippy how hard she rides with me. The new Bobby and Whitney, only time we speak is during Sex in the City. She gets Carrie fever, but soon as the show's over, she's right back to being my soldier. Cause mommy's a rider and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gon' stop both us? Whatever she lacks, I'm right over her shoulder. When I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock this down like it's supposed to be. The 03, Bonnie and Clyde, Hov and B. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was all right.
That's a yeah.
Yeah. Kira said yeah. Kira doesn't like the fact that I say yeah.
No, it's annoying. I feel like I'm working in the playground. But...
You are. What else would you call what we're doing here? Well, it was a crash. Yeah.
That was really good.
Anyway, there was my version. Thank you. So now you've heard my version. Now let's hear Kira's version. Here we go.
You ready, B?
Yeah.
Let's go get him. Look for me, young B, cruising down the west side highway, doing what we'd like to do our way. Eyes behind shades, this necklace, the reason all of my dates been blind dates. But today, I got my thoroughest girl with me. I'm mashing the gas, she grabbing the wheel. It's trippy how hard she rides with me. The new Bobby and Whitney, only time we don't speak is during Sex in the City. She gets Carrie fever as soon as the show is over. She's right back to being my soldier, cause mommy's a rider and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gonna stop both us? Whatever she lacks, I'm right over her shoulder. When I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock this down like it's supposed to be. The 03, Bonnie and Clyde, Hov and B. Holla.
Yeah.
I did a little holla at the end.
It was good. Also, you said 03, which sounds so much cooler. I said 03. I did that by accident. Yeah. 2003, Bonnie and Clyde. So anyway, that was good, Kira. So there you go. There's Kira's version. Yeah, and there's my version. 51552. Who do you think did better? I would like to know who you think did better. Did Chris do better or did Kira do better?
We will also be taking your votes on the Twitter machine.
How will we do that?
Well, my Twitter is at I am Kira King. That's at I am Kira King. And Chris's Twitter is at Hate Chris Green. That's at Hate Chris Green.
Well, that seems fair enough. So we can go on there and we can vote everybody or yep. Vote through there. All right. Well, fair enough. Well, look. Yeah. 51552 is the number. 51552. Who did better? Did Chris do better? Did Kira do better? I mean, we'll get to all of those pressing questions after some music from the Coronas. Oh, yes. Here on 2FM. Yeah.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
There we go. I tell you. Absolutely. I love that. Galantis. With Runaway here on 2FM. Right, let me get right down to it this evening. Kira and I, we are doing the wrap-off as we do every Monday night. Kira did a rap in a verse. I did a rap verse. And this week it was from Jay-Z and Beyonce's 03 or 03 Bonnie and Clyde. And, results are coming in. People are on the phone. People are texting. People are tweeting. People are very animated and very excited about this. 51552. The boys in K-Foam say, you two just ruined another good song. I think it's time to stop. You are both utter shit. So there you
Thanks,
go. That's
boys.
From the boys in K-Foam.
No, that's a positive start.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Someone says... Kira gets the vote tonight, but only just two great raps. Honestly, can't say anything bad about either of them. Could easily be a draw tonight. That's from David in Limerick. Someone says, Chris, you won tonight's rap. You were excellent. You were like Jay-Z. So, I mean, congrats. Unfortunately, your wife, Kira Beyonce, just talked it. Awful, total rubbish. Kira, give up. So there you go. What do you think of that, Kira?
It's a bit harsh.
You've been told to give up. Yeah, will you consider staying even though you were told to give up?
I don't know, maybe I'll resign.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I know you're under a lot of pressure, so we'll see.
Well, hold on, here's another positive one for me. Dog shit ad lib rap, Kira. Chris, a good win. Oh yeah, up Leitrim.
Well, yeah, oh yeah, indeed. Well, there you go. Look, there's lots of people on the phone as well, so let me get to some of them and say hello. Adam, hi, how are you?
How's it going, Chris?
Well, I mean, I guess the question is, who did better? Did I do better or did Kira do better?
Well, to be honest, Kira really did put up a display tonight, but Chris, you did knock it out the park, my friend.
Oh, well, okay. Thank you, Adam. That's very nice of you.
Well, all thanks right, for then. Kind of being nice about me, too.
Yeah, because, Adam, yeah. You know, we get a lot of abuse and people don't articulate themselves as well as you. So we do appreciate that. Where are you this evening, Adam?
I'm on my way home from work there in Central Dordales, out in Limerick.
Oh, very okay. Nice. Well, look, Adam, thanks for your call, man.
No bother.
There we go. Adam there, Kira. Coming on and giving us what he thought, okay. Which was nice. Let me see who else is here. Well, we could say hey to David, who's on the phone. David, what do you think?
Hello, yes, come in, Dublin.
Hello, David. David, yes, I can hear you loud and clear. These phones are amazing, aren't they?
Yes,
David, how are you?
Those of the Limerick jury are in, and it is douze-a-pois for Kira tonight.
Oh, wow!
Yes!
Douze-a-pois from the Limerick jury of David. Well, David, look, I can't argue with that. All right, fair enough. David, man, thanks for your call.
No worries. Good rap as well tonight, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you. There you go.
Thanks, David.
That's David checking in with us. So
kind of got a little feeling there of what it actually would be like to be in the Eurovision.
Well, that would have been douze-a-pois for you.
Would have been douze-a-pois for me
that's
as well.
Right. Okay. Well, let's see. Someone says both raps were good, but Chris, you won. You can hear the spit Kira is trying to hold back.
I wasn't trying to hold back any spit, I'll have
were
you
know. A bit sloppy tonight, Kira?
I don't think I was.
Oh, wow. Someone says, sounded like I was at the zoo with some of the sounds you guys were making. I vote Kira. Because at least she got to the end. She got to the end of the torture, didn't we both? I think we both did pretty well. I don't know. I think we both finished it. Alan in Galway says that was the closest one to call, but if I had to choose, I think Kira had the edge slightly. She had a bit more of a natural flow. Chris, don't be a hater. Well, apologies, Alan in Galway. Ricky, what do you think?
There's only one natural flow going on with Kira there, Chris.
Oh!
Okay, Ricky, very, very firmly in support of Kira this evening.
No, Chris, you killed it, man.
Oh, you're saying I killed
Ricky.
It. Well, thank you, Ricky. Yeah,
okay,
I was wondering what was
going on. At the start of that conversation, I thought that was a vote for me, Ricky, so cheers for that.
You got her hopes up, Ricky.
Kira, that was well below your usual standards. Now, Chris just nailed it tonight. Now,
Ricky,
below my usual
standards. On, Kira. Ricky's trying to be diplomatic here. So you do think Kira is capable of better? Ricky is all you're saying.
Yeah. Well, this preference for some Beyonce, you know, she usually is Queen Bee most weeks, but Chris, you just nailed it this week. Man.
Well, look, Ricky, thanks, man.
You know what, Ricky, you just redeemed yourself. You compared me to Beyonce, so you know, I would actually shift to you right now. So you know,
Leah, Ricky, how long will it take you to get here?
Okay.
Did you hear that? Kira said she shifted.
That M4 fairly lively.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Man, okay. Thanks a lot, dude. There you go, Kira. That's Ricky.
Okay, we're going to get some Twitter votes now.
All right.
Rasmus says, my vote goes to Chris.
Thank you, Crown.
Monique says, hi, guys. My vote this week goes to Kira. Kira's ad-libbing was so upbeat and positive. It was cute.
Was it?
I will take that. Michael on Twitter says, for the first time in my life, I now fancy Kira. That's how good that rap was.
Wow.
Vote for Kira. Neil on Twitter says, Chris sounded like he really meant it. Kira sounded like she enjoyed it more. You compliment each other really well. It's almost as if you've worked together for a really long time. Thank
Kira's
you,
Kira's being
Neil.
Weird about something to do with that tonight.
Gillian on Twitter says, Chris, you're a legend. You win this week. You were brill. Kira, good effort. You weren't shit as usual. Owen says, must say, Kira, you were oh yeah, but Chris was better than Jay-Z. Great this week. Much improved.
I see Owen is now using oh yeah as a unit of measurement.
Alan says, that was really good. Think a draw would be a fair result, guys. Get off the fence, Alan, yeah? Natalie says, Chris this week, but both were very good. I'd like to point out that a few people can be generally nice, Chris.
Natalie, you and the few other positive friends of the show are in a very small minority when
Keelan
it comes to
says,
this wrap-off.
Wow, good tonight, guys. I think Kira just edged it. Sorry, Chris. And Jameson says, instead of imitating Jay-Z this week, Chris rapped as himself. I vote for authentic Chris. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, Jameson. Well, there you go. Kira, what do you think? Is this a draw? I mean...
I don't know.
I'll take a draw.
I would have said on the text that you definitely won.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of love for you via Twitter. And I'll admit most
Chris,
people on the
phone
Chris, we
had a draw last week. We need to stop being nice to each other and get off the fence.
Okay, well, then I've got to put balls out on the table here.
Please don't.
Well, you know what I'm saying, and I'd love to.
You know what happened last time.
Yeah, you loved it. But... I think I will try and take the win then. I'm going to go in there for the win.
Of course you would.
I mean, look.
You'd go in there for the win, all right.
I would.
Yeah, you would.
You have to do that.
Yeah.
Do you disagree?
No.
Good.
Look.
Good.
I suppose I'm used to it at this stage.
Good.
I haven't worked with you for so long.
Excellent. I win. Thanks, everyone. I win. Chris, I'm class. Thank you all. I'm really good. And I'm really good at rapping.
Leave it.
Chris and Kira on 2FM.
See, I'm having a debate with Kira at the moment. Because Kira was going through her Twitter and there's a load of screens in here, so I can see some of what's on Kira's screen in front of me. And a picture of, what's her name?
Arena Shack.
Yeah.
Shack.
Arena Shack.
She's a supermodel and she's Cristiano Ronaldo's ex-girlfriend. Recent ex-girlfriend.
She came up on Kira's Twitter and Kira was like, wow, she's good looking. And then I was looking at her and I was just kind of saying that because she's wearing such a sexy, slutty dress, like, I'd think any woman looks good in that. As in, that's what happens to men. As in, she's wearing this really, really sexualized, revealing mesh dress. So any woman, no matter how ugly they are, if they put that on, a man will go, yeah, she's pretty good looking, isn't she? And that's only because we can basically see her naked. But you're saying she's actually good looking.
She's a beautiful looking woman.
And it's not just the dress that's blinding
it's
me.
Not just the dress.
Okay, fair enough.
It's not just the dress. She's the whole package.
Well, good. Anyway, how is everyone? Yeah. 51552, by the way, if you'd like to get in contact. My name is Chris, this wonderful woman. Her name is Kira.
Hello.
And a lot's gone on so far this evening. We nearly had a winner on the Win Back Your License Fee, so that was annoying. By the way, if you'd ever like to come on and play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz, 51552 is the number. It is as simple as that. 51552. Let us know in the message that you'd like to come on and play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. And you could be coming back on, or coming on and winning back your license fee. Someone earlier, less than an hour ago, friend of the show Natalie was on. Nearly won back her license fee. Got 9 out of 10. Which is very unfortunate. But look, tell you what, how about right now we do a thing called Dare I Said It? Now, you may wonder what Dare I Said It is. So let me enlighten you. Every Monday we do this because, you know, usually some gossip or excitement or devilment has built up over the weekend. But it doesn't necessarily have to be anything to do with any type of event that has gone on recently. I mean, that's the beauty of Dare I Said It. Dare I Said It is a chance for you to share and put something out there into the world that you would probably not get a chance to share otherwise. You see what I'm saying? This is a chance for you to release maybe a secret that you've kept inside, or a ridiculous opinion that you've kept inside that you wouldn't be able to share with any normal, polite people. Maybe it's a really offensive opinion you have or something. Or maybe it's, I don't know, it's like a really ridiculous goal or dream you have in life. But whatever it is, Dare I Said It will be perfect. 51552 is the number. 51552. Share something with us. Put Dare I Said It at the... Yes, Q.
And this has been something I've kind of been thinking for... just a couple of hours, really.
Okay.
The Oscars, Chris.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into them. We're not going to talk about them. And usually, I would really want to talk about the Oscars.
Sure.
I've been watching them since I can remember, you know. Well, obviously, I was watching the repeat on RTE because we didn't have those American channels.
Yeah.
And I think that the Oscars has lost its kind of Hollywood glamour. Honestly, it feels like anybody can go to the Oscars, you know? And it's lost. It's like, where was Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and George Clooney and Jack Nicholson and Clint Eastwood?
You feel it's lost the real A-lister appeal?
I feel that it's lost some of its magic. And it's so funny, the E! Red Carpet Live, maybe it's because I'm getting older, I thought it was absolutely woeful. And I thought that they were focusing way more on asking people who their dresses were than actually asking the actors about their movies.
Oh, well, look, that stuff bores me to death.
And
I agree with you.
Chris, I've seen a massive decline in the past couple of years. It used to be about asking the actors interesting and funny questions, whatever.
Sure.
Now it's just, it's an absolute farce. It's ridiculous. And for the first time ever, I really did not care. And hello, I'm the girl who cries at Oscar acceptance speeches.
Yeah, you really
are. I'm the one who gets heavily invested into these fictional characters that these people play. You know?
Oh yeah, no, Kira's really into it. I remember the first time I met Kira, the Oscars had just been on, and she was really annoyed that, like, Mickey Rourke or something hadn't won an Oscar.
First time you met me, yeah.
Yeah, it was around
you
then.
You remember that?
I remember because, literally, you were personally furious about the fact that he hadn't won an Oscar.
It's interesting that you remember
I guess
that.
It was just around this time, actually.
Yeah.
Funnily enough.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we're going to get to that as well. I think I missed an important day in Kira and I's history, and I feel very bad about that.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I do. So look, that's probably more accurate, but you know, I was willing to pretend I felt bad about it. 51552 is the number. Share something with us and put "There I said it" at the end of it. So Kira's "There I said it," I guess, is that the Oscars have lost all excitement for her.
Or maybe like I've grown up.
I think that could be more it.
Do you think that's it?
I think they've always been a boring pile of derivative.
Well, no, I wouldn't agree with that.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. But
they've lost their magic, and they've definitely lost their elitism, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
Now, Jesus, I could go to the Oscars, you know?
Well, you know, RTE 2FMs and Network 2's Stephen Byrne was there, Q.
Yeah.
Tell you, hobnobbing it up with all the stars.
I was looking at his Instagram and I was looking at his Twitter and I was just like, oh my God, Stephen.
Was that a dig that he got to go and that you didn't? Is that what you meant by anybody can go?
No.
I'm going to tell Stephen that you said that.
No. Do you know what? Out of all the people in this establishment that could go, I'm delighted it was him because absolutely brilliant.
All right.
And he's also a lovely person.
He is. He's great. Well, look, I tell you what we'll do. I'll play you some Pitbull and Neo with "Time of Our Lives." We'll come back. We'll get to some of you there. I said it's so ye.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Hey, 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 hey. Yay, there we go. Pitbull and Neo, "Time of Our Lives" here on 2FM. Right, we are doing "There I Said It," the chance for you to share something, chance for you to put something out there. I'm telling you, it might be something that you feel you can't share with normal, polite, right-minded people, whatever that means, you know. But we all have a kind of a definition, I guess, of what's acceptable to put out there and what isn't. Well, "There I Said It" is a chance for you to say something, perhaps which is a deep secret or goal or ambition or opinion that you just couldn't share with anybody else. And how about we get to some of these? 51552 is the number. It says, I don't think I'll ever be able to understand people. There I said it, Donal. You know, Donal, I'd actually go on the completely opposite view to you. I think people in general are incredibly simple. If I'm honest with you, I think people are predictable. I think they're repetitive, and I think there is nothing to them. And I think that's the problem. People overestimate everybody's motivations and actions and this and that. I don't think there's anything to people, Donald, if you don't mind me saying.
I kind of have to agree with you.
Yeah, I think the complete opposite. I think there is nothing to people. And I think the problem is that people like yourself, Donald, try and put sense and
reason,
meaning and yeah, exactly. But people are just selfish people, and they just do what they do.
Do you know what, Donal? This is something that I've learned, and I mean this. You just have to look out for yourself. You just continue to be as nice a person as you can, and you really, really have to let go any issues that you might have with an individual that wasn't there for you.
Sure.
If you know what I'm trying to say.
This is it. And I think sometimes people try and put sense on it.
Yeah. And then, do you know what? It's really freeing. I know that sounds very, I don't know,
Dramatic
and right now.
Final, but it is.
It's really, really freeing.
Yeah. You see, this is it. Kira's dead right. People are just people, and they're selfish, and most of them aren't very dependable, and they're incredibly basic, and their actions are incredibly straightforward when you actually know why. And that's it. Donald, sorry if I'm being a little morbid for you.
No, I don't think you're being morbid, Chris. I think you're being real. Like, yeah. Obviously, there's obviously people in Donald's life who are awesome. Do you know what I mean? And
sure.
That have his back and stuff like that. But the majority of people out there, life is hard and they're just looking out for themselves. And once you understand that, well, then you can get over why you might feel angry towards them or might be frustrated with them.
Amen. I couldn't agree more. Hey, listen to this. Speaking of people and how wonderful they can be, someone says, my ex-best friend used my fears and insecurities against me in a personal attack yesterday. What a bitch. There I said it.
Now,
oh, dear. Well, there
that,
you go.
That is horrific, right? Because when you become close to somebody,
sure,
you confide stuff in these people. You trust these people because you respect them enough to trust them with your deepest, darkest fears or your secrets,
sure,
or whatever. And when a relationship or a friendship like that ends, it's really, really scary because you're kind of suddenly vulnerable.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And for anybody to use your fears and insecurities against you says a lot more about them than it does about you.
Sure. No, I hear you. Luke and Tip says, I never liked Uptown Funk. There I said it.
That's okay, Luke.
Max in Wexford says, women are hyper-emotional, stupid bastards. There I said it. Okay, Max. Well, I don't know if I'd agree with you completely, Max. Generally, though, as well, a life tip, Max, and believe me, I'm not judging you, and there I said it is for saying whatever you want. Generally, don't call women bastards, like all of them, because people don't react well to it.
Well, it's the whole hyper-emotional stupid bastards that
yeah,
I would
don't
find
like that, either.
That I would, you know, have an issue with.
Max, if you're ever in an argument with a girl, don't call her a hyper-emotional stupid bastard, okay? I'm telling you, that
it's just
is
a little tip.
It's going to make things worse. That is going to make things worse. Meg says, my life goal is to get a portrait of Chris's beautiful face tattooed on my ass. There I said it. Well, Meg, that would be beautiful.
It would, because you wouldn't have to look at it, in fairness.
Yeah, and then if any man is ever, you know, back there in any way, he'll get to see my face.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd be
you
delighted.
Know what I'm saying? If he's ever doing you from that angle or anything, it'll be my face there.
Somebody says, when I was little, I thought I'd be kissing girls and sipping noggins and playing sports. Now I'm gay and I'm wanting to start in theatre. That's from Tony.
Nothing wrong with that.
Tony, you can't plan your life.
No, exactly.
You just never know what's
also,
around
Tony,
the next corner.
Sorry, go ahead, Kira.
No,
sorry,
you just
ahead.
Never know what's around the next corner. One minute you think you're going to be kissing girls and sipping noggins and playing sports, and the next thing you're gay.
Sure.
And you want to go to theatre class. So
yeah, Tony, nothing wrong with that.
Leave yourselves open to whatever.
Sure, exactly. Because you kind of say it as though it's almost, oh, Jesus, now I'm gay. As though, like, it's a bad thing. You know? And then, sure, I go and be gay. But there's nothing wrong with that. Tony, if you
not
are gay.
All.
Wonderful. Someone says, this is B the Trucker, of course, who is a friend of the show. He says, I'm terrified of the wind and I drive a lorry. Well, look, B the Trucker, I don't if
is
I was in a lorry,
crosswinds?
I would be terrified.
Because I'm terrified of crosswinds.
Kira once learned what crosswinds were on a motorway and has been talking about it for 5 years. But that's true. That is true. Well, you know what, B the Trucker, I would be scared too. If I was you and if I was a guy who drove a truck, I'd be terrified. Absolutely. Someone I get to some more in a minute. Though Stephen, I'm going to look up your text. He makes an interesting claim that a big international artist is copying an Irish one. I will have a look, Stephen, okay? And we will get to some more of you there. I said it's in just a second. There are more on the way. Also, Connor in Wicklow, well, I'm glad to play a request. He says, I absolutely love the soundbite that you guys play, which is What the F Is This? Do you mean this one, Connor?
What the fuck is this?
It is wonderful. I love it too. Anyway, look, Sigma, Nobody to Love on the way, and then we get to some more of you there. I said it's 51552. It'll all be amazing. But look, first, listen to this. It's incredible. Yeah. Yeah, there we go, Sigma. Sorry, I just a lot of there I said a text come in, and I just kind of sometimes it's hypnotic. I just look at the screen and just kind of watch them fly by, if you get me. And I saw one that was, I am very unhappy with the size of my wife's tits.
That man is married.
Anyway, we're doing there I said it. It's a chance for you to share and you know, put something out there that maybe you wouldn't get to otherwise. Also, a friend of the show, Mold the Trucker, says, tell B the Trucker to man up and grow a pair. There, I said it.
Oh.
Lads, now, come on, you should all stick together.
We're going to start like a trucker war here on the show.
Yeah, Oslo Trucker is checking in as well. What's happening, Oslo Trucker? Someone says, we're doing a few more there, I said it. John in Kildare says, I always get friend-zoned by girls no matter how hard I try not to be, and it wrecks my effing head. There, I said it, John in Kildare.
Okay. Maybe John and Kildare should try hanging out with some different girls. Maybe he's got a type, and that type are the ones that he falls into the friend zone with.
Yeah.
So maybe if he kind of goes outside of his comfort zone and maybe gravitates towards girls that he wouldn't usually, maybe you never know, he might find his lobster.
Hey, there you go. Not a bad piece of advice at all. And then also, someone says, my friend got married at the age of 24 and then got divorced at the age of 25 and turned out gay. You really don't know what life plans out for you.
Well, that's very true. We've got a couple of tweets as well, actually.
Oh,
Chris.
Right. Well, let me hear some of those.
Monique says, I chewed and spit some discounted Valentine's chocolates on Saturday night. It was heaven. There I said it.
Oh, so as in you chew them and then spit them out. So there's no calories?
Yeah.
Really? Huh. That's Monique, not a bad idea, Monique.
Well, I don't see the point.
I'm going to go get a cheeseburger and just eat it and then just be like... Ugh. Wow. Fair enough. Hey, listen to this one. It says, hi, Chris and Kira. My partner forgot a very important milestone in our partnership and I don't know how to bring it up with him. I'm very upset as this particular anniversary is a very special one to me and I can't understand how he could have forgotten. It's not like we've worked together for a very long time or anything. Seriously annoyed in Dublin. Oh boy. That sounds rough there, texter. I wonder how that text got in. But it sounds
okay,
like...
Okay, well, I'm going to, if you don't mind, Chris.
Oh, go ahead, Kieran. Yes.
Thank you for texting into the show. Seriously, like annoyed in Dublin. On a personal, you know, level or note, I can completely and utterly understand where you're coming from. That must be really, really hard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to have been with someone, to have worked with someone, yeah, to have gone on a journey with someone for so long, and they can't even remember, you know, particular anniversaries that are very special to them.
Yes.
So what I would say to you, texter, and thank you for texting in, it was a lovely text, very well written. Nice English.
It was more articulate than about 98% of the texts we get in here. Suspiciously well written, in fact.
If I were you, I would confront this person and I would tell them, you know, how they made you feel. I would, you know, remind them that they did, in fact, miss a very, very important anniversary or a milestone.
Yeah.
And
well, they sound like awful people. Whoever it was that forgot that important anniversary and milestone in your life, I would be annoyed as well.
You'd be annoyed, would you?
Yeah. If I was them, I'd be dead annoyed. I'd be well annoyed.
You'd be well annoyed?
Yeah.
Okay, so would you be annoyed if I missed an anniversary of ours, let's say, Chris? Let's say for the first time we're on 2FM.
Oh, no. Wait.
That's not it, Chris. We didn't go on air until the 3rd of March.
Oh, good. Oh, thank God.
Okay.
Okay, well then, yeah, I would be very annoyed.
Like, you've missed my birthday in the past.
I have, in fairness. To be fair, I even felt bad over that. I felt bad over missing your birthday. But I didn't miss your birthday, so I don't know what this is. Do you know what I'm saying? I didn't miss Kira's birthday. And as you say, we didn't start on 2FM until the 3rd of March, which isn't until next Tuesday, as in tomorrow week. So, I don't know. I didn't miss anything.
You've no idea.
I don't know. I might have a feeling.
And what's your feeling? What's your gut telling you, Chris?
My gut is telling me that I've missed a date that I guess would be important to, I suppose, Kira and I. Obviously not so important to me, but obviously important to Kira, I guess.
Very, very important date.
Yeah, no, I think I might have a feeling what it is I've missed. I'm surprised you remembered, though. I'm surprised you care. Like, not being
well,
smart.
Well, not that I care, because I don't care.
But clearly, it's hit some kind of nerve, because you've brought it up, so
no,
I don't know.
It's not that I care as such. It's just that, you know, today is a very particular day in mine and your relationship.
In our history, I suppose.
In our history. In our radio history.
How many years is it that we started?
It's not that we started, Chris.
Oh, is this the first time I met you?
This is the first time we ever met.
Right. What, February 23rd?
6 years ago today.
Wow, no way.
6 years ago today is the first time that me and you talked.
Wow, no way.
First time that me and you did a show together.
We did a show. Oh, we did. Yeah, that's right. I remember I was filling in at the time.
Yes, you were. And Chris.
Yeah.
This is kind of like, this is your life.
Yeah.
I know exactly what we were talking about on that show 6 years ago.
No way.
Today.
What were we talking about?
I'll tell you. Will I
start? Yeah, go for it. Yeah, because it's amazing. Kira literally keeps a log of every show we've ever done. What were we talking about?
Okay, well, because the two of us didn't know each other.
Okay.
You set up some speed dating questions.
Okay, fair enough.
At the start of the show to ask me questions and for me to ask you questions so the two of us would get to know each other.
That sounds like it would have been fun.
All right.
Yeah.
You had a really bad experience on a train. So on air, you wrote a letter of complaint to Éireann Éireann.
Oh, did I? Okay, right. Fair
enough.
Some
things don't change. You're still a moany bollocks.
Wow. I did that?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't even remember doing that.
You did.
Oh, shit. All right. Okay.
We chatted about the blog awards, the Irish blog awards that were at the time 6 years ago.
Fair enough. Jesus.
We did have an Oscars discussion about the winners and losers. And we did talk about the fact that Hollywood hates Mickey O'Rourke because he did lose to Sean Penn for Milk when he was nominated for The Wrestler.
Sure, sure.
And you actually mentioned that earlier on and I was like, oh my God, there you go.
Wow, no way. We talked about that 6 years ago.
Yep. We talked about weird celebrity funerals and it was on the back of the fact I think Jade Goody had just passed away.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you remember?
Wow. Yeah, I do
that
remember
six
all of
years
that.
Ago.
Jesus.
Then you brought up the fact that there was claims that the lost city of Atlantis was resurfacing.
That is like something I would have brought up 6 years ago. Yeah, yes, as
you
though
then
it was important.
Went on to give out for about half an hour about women's magazines.
Did I?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we ended our fantastic first show ever together, Chris, 6 years ago today, by talking about frenemies.
Oh, wow.
A friend that isn't enemy.
That sounds like a train wreck of a show. I bet I was so bad as well. Because like even if I listen to stuff from like 2 years ago, I'm like, oh my God, I was so bad
yep,
on air.
That was February 23rd, 2009.
No way.
It was a Monday, yeah.
Wow, I remember that because I remember the first time I came into the room, you could tell, and I don't care what Kira says now, like obviously me and Kira are great friends now, but I'm telling you, hand on my heart, the first time I came into the room, Kira was like, who the fuck? Like, you could actually see it on her face. You could see Kira's face drop when I walked into the room for the first time. It was hilarious. And I don't blame her, in fairness. If I had walked into the room, if that guy walked in here now, I'd be like, who the fuck? But I actually saw it on Kira's face because
You couldn't have seen it on my face.
I'm guaranteeing you.
You couldn't have seen it on my
I
face.
I saw it.
But okay, my first thought when I met you, genuinely, was, oh my God, this guy is the oddest dude I've ever come across in my whole entire life.
Yeah.
And you told me shortly afterwards what your first thought was when you kind of first interacted with me. And in your head, you were going, oh my God, does this girl ever shut up?
Yeah, you were talking a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's amazing.
That's fine. So yeah.
What?
It's just 6 years.
Happy anniversary,
yeah.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Well, there you go.
Happy anniversary.
I got this song for you. What do you think of that?
It's amazing.
You like this?
Fill it. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Kira nearly vomited the first time she saw me.
Fred, you
I did
anyway.
Not.
You did.
I did not.
Kira was like, who the hell is this guy? You could see Kira's face. You could see such disappointment on Kira's face. She was like, oh no, is this what my life has been leading up to? To working with guys like this. You could really, you could see it. And it's unfortunate.
I don't know how I feel because it's 6 years of my life that I'm never going to get back.
No, no, hell no, they're gone. They're gone, baby.
So it's a really weird one. And when I came across it in the diaries, I was like, I've been doing this for 6 years.
You've been working with me for 6 years. You've been doing this even longer. So have I. I'm doing this best part of 10 years. I've just known you for 6 years. Likewise with you and, you know, you've been doing this longer than you've known me. Mental, isn't it? This is your life, Kira.
This is my life.
Kira's had a chilling realization. That her life is a lie. Well, happy anniversary with you.
Happy anniversary,
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it. Happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Oh yeah, there we go. Some Eminem and Sia with Guts Over Fear here on 2FM. Right, interestingly enough, today it turns out, literally on this day 6 years ago, and I like when it's the actual date when you're celebrating these things.
Celebration, there's no point celebrating when you didn't remember.
I think it's a big celebration. I mean, didn't you hear I got this clip for you? I mean, isn't this incredible?
Oh, happy anniversary.
Isn't this enough of a celebration?
Happy anniversary.
I guess not.
Happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary.
All right. Well, Kira and I, this day, 6 years ago, funnily enough, started on radio together. Way back in the day.
That was actually the first day we met as well.
Yeah, well,
ever.
There you go.
Ever.
February 23rd, 2009.
Imagine if I hadn't turned up to work that day.
Life could have
been
so different.
Or you hadn't come into cover. Life could have been so different.
Kira could have so much happier a life right now.
I could be free.
You know, a few people are saying though, Kira, I do have to point this out. I think it would be unfair if we didn't, given that so many people are texting in with this opinion. Someone says, with all this keeping of records, I think Kira is in love with Chris and wants to engage in a shag with him. Now, you are not the only one who says that text. There are quite a few texts, not all of them put it as well as you, but quite a few people on Twitter and in the texts saying, you know, Kira keeps an awful lot of records. For someone who's not that interested, I mean, you know, that's kind of weird. Like, Alan says, oh, it's true. Women really do keep records of everything. What can he do to make up for that? Here's to 6 more years. Well, thank you, Alan. That will be nice. Well, look, I think it's pretty odd, all right? I mean,
Chris,
that's an awful lot of details from 6 years ago. Like, I'd understand if it was from 6 months ago. It's from over half a decade ago.
Chris, we're not going to keep doing this dance.
I don't know,
we've
Kira.
Been dancing this dance now for 6 years.
Kira, I mean, there's a lot of old evidence is stacking up against you. A lot of
I've
overwhelming
heard
evidence.
In the Urban Dictionary, right? they you. Have changed the meaning of friend zone and have literally just put in a picture of you.
Yeah, they have. A picture of me like trying to smell you or something from a distance is now the picture. That's true. That is correct. But yeah, there you go. Right. Well, look, there you go. 51552 if you'd like to get in contact. I also want to say hey to Jerry who's checking in and to Declan as well also saying hi tonight on the texts I see. Well, look. How about, I think we will definitely get in at least one more track before we do the news in a few minutes. I think so. I'm just looking here what I might like to play for everyone. I tell you what I'll do. Some Dizzy Rascal, and then if we can get in Orla Gartland's Lonely People, we will indeed do that. But first, I guess Kira likes all Dizzy.
I do.
So here we go. Dizzy Rascal and Armin van Helden with Bonkers here on 2FM. Oh, yes.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
There we go. Hoodie Allen and Ed Sheeran, all about it here on 2FM. Right, morning, everybody.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm sitting here laughing about?
What?
I'm just reminiscing, you know, over the past 6 years or whatever. Because
of all the good times.
This is, you know, our 6 year anniversary
yeah.
of meeting each other and
sure.
doing a show for the first time.
Yeah.
One of my favourite things, I think, was the time that a certain person had won two DVDs. On a show that we were doing.
Oh, wow. I remember this. This
and
is very
myself
fun.
And yourself, we were at some event. We were at some night out. I don't know what we were doing. It could have been DJing or we were just at some
Yeah, we were at a
event.
DJing thing. Me and you were DJing somewhere.
And afterwards, we were leaving. And the guy that had won the two DVDs tried to start a fight with Chris.
Yeah.
Because the two DVDs were shit. Do you remember?
I mean, Kira, it's funny you say that because Kira's obviously looking through old diaries. And I remember then we talked about it on air the next day. Literally, this guy tried to start a full-blown, proper...
I had to get in.
Beat the shit out of each other fight with me.
I
so
had to
did
get
two
in between,
bouncers.
I had to get in between the two of you.
Yeah. This
I was
guy
like, Chris,
was
come on! Chris, come on!
And I was... Because see, I don't really deal with confrontation well because I start doing it worse. Because
oh.
as in, like, I don't really know... I don't have any tact and I don't really know how to... back down and be reasonable. And a few people have said this to me. So he was all like, yeah, you know what? Them were two shit DVDs, do you know that? And I was like, yeah, were they? Ha! Were they? Ha! You want to get up in my face about it? And I was like, really unnecessarily aggressive
with
him.
And I was like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Let's just go to the takeaway, get some food. Let's go home.
Looking back on it now, like, I mean, neither of us were the winner there.
No.
There's him shouting about how bad the DVDs were. And then even worse, there's me actually getting mad with him being mad over the DVDs. I was like, they were fucking free, weren't they? And I was like, we were almost pushing each other and stuff. Like,
Chris,
it was ridiculous.
Was one of the DVDs, was it like a Sylvester Stallone or like a Rocky DVD or something like that?
To be fair, they were rubbish DVDs. Like, I agree with him. Crap DVDs. Mm. Like, they were some crappy prize he got as something. Obviously, nothing to do with us. They were just some prize that were given out, like, that we, you know, gave out. But it wasn't our prize. And I remember me and him literally almost had a fight with each other. And I mean a proper beating the shit out of each other fight with each other. So I'm glad that didn't go down. Because, you know, he was a big guy. He was, like, really burly and I was there getting up in his face.
Then there
everything.
Was the time I remember where it was when we were on during the day.
Yeah.
And I'd gone to a house party the night before and I had just kind of recently started working with you.
Sure.
And
oh, yeah.
I'm much more professional now, can I just say.
Oh, this was
but
disgraceful.
I remember we were on air. God, we were only on air about half an hour and I could feel myself going because it was about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning when I walked home from this house party and we were on air at 1 o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
So I fell into work at 12 o'clock. And we were maybe an hour into the show, maybe half an hour into the show. And you were just like talking and talking and I had a headache. And
oh,
I was
screw
like,
me,
oh
right?
God.
For doing my job. Like, how dare I?
I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get sick. So I remember we were on air. The mics were up. Chris wouldn't shut up and wrap up and go into a song.
Because I was
and
doing
I was
my
like,
job.
I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get sick. Oh my God, I'm going to get sick. And I actually had to leave the studio before Chris went into the song.
Because obviously
Chris,
poor old Kira.
Then I got sick in the toilet. But Chris, you were so thick with me. And I remember you said to me afterwards, you were like, oh, that's great. Because we were only about 2 weeks working together at that station. We're like, oh, that's great. So I get stuck with the lush of the radio station.
So I said something like that, yeah. I think I said I get stuck with the Amy Winehouse of the radio station.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that was what I said to you.
I
felt
was,
bad
yeah.
about saying that afterwards, but I was like, oh, that's good now. This will be happening every day. You know,
and
little,
it didn't.
Little piece of trivia for all of you. Kira is very difficult to work with, like, as a person. Like, we put on a good facade here, but Kira is a very difficult person to work with, to have a professional relationship with. She is extremely trying. And none of you see that side of her, but she is a very, very awkward, very difficult individual.
Me?
Yeah, and none of you see that, but it's true. And I just thought you all might like to know that. That, you know, it all might sound like I'm the bad guy, but it's all Kira over there.
Oh, wow, you're just after...
causing a lot of problems. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
I tell you something, buddy. Yeah. I tell you something for nothing. You're lucky that you work with me.
That is true.
Because nobody else will put up with you. I have the patience of a saint.
Kira does, actually, in fairness. Well, there you go. What an evening, huh? By the way, I thought I'd actually share this with you really quickly, because I thought it was really funny. You know, to be honest with you, I don't even know if I should read out the name of the company, but there is this television company in the US that provides, you know, home television and home broadband and all that kind of stuff. You know, the usual, fairly standard. Well, I'm not going to read out their name because I'm pretty sure this is in kind of legal areas at the moment. But there was a service in the US who, you know, obviously does the usual home broadband, home phone, TV, all of that. And there's a lot of controversy going around on the internet at the moment, kind of today and yesterday, because they changed the name of one of their customers to the C word in their system.
Why?
Because she kept ringing up to complain about things. And by accident, they called her the C word in a letter.
Because it was on the system.
Yeah. So, you see, her name is a name that begins with C, and then her second name is Martinez, and they put her in the system because she had been calling and blah blah blah, and, you know, complaining about all this, you know, stuff that was wrong with her TV service and her whatever. So they changed her name in the system, obviously, kind of personally, as a joke almost, to the C word.
Like, that's probably what I'm in your phone as,
a something similar. and then they apparently sent her a letter because she was in the database as that.
Oh my God, the idiots.
As the C word. So there you go.
Look, I can understand when you're, you know, you're working in, when you're working in that sort of industry where you have to be dealing with complaints all the time, I'd imagine it gets really frustrating.
Yeah. Oh, I would say so,
I'd imagine
so,
it really, really does get frustrating. If you feel the need to call a person that word, you must be very, very, very frustrated with this individual. But my God.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
Don't put it into the system and then forget about it and not change it.
Wow, isn't that amazing? Well, look, I'll just read it to you because it says, I won't read the name of the company, but customer whatever was horrified when she received a letter recently in which the company referred to her as the C word. It says that Martinez received the letter after she called to complain about a problem with her cable box. She tells us that she never threatened to cancel her service or got angry with the company, which is why she was so surprised to receive a letter from them saying, you know, and it's one of these standard letters they send out when you cancel, saying as in like, dear X, we're sorry that you're leaving us.
Mm-hmm.
But it said, dear C word, we're sorry that you're leaving.
Wow.
Isn't that brilliant? Isn't that fantastic?
Can you imagine, like, seriously, Chris, imagine if it was you, right? And you got, you know, the way we get letters or different bills, let's say, every couple of months from different companies, you know, which,
oh,
you know, you'd
wow,
be signed up to. Imagine, honestly, if you're standing in your living room and it's like 11 o'clock and you're just out of bed, you're really tired.
And it's the secret.
And you're like, great, more bills. And then you open the bill.
Yeah.
And you see, you know, dear Mr. Seward.
Yeah.
Like, you just be like, what?
No, I agree. Absolutely.
I'd probably get a little bit of a perverse kick out of it.
Yeah. Oh, I would too. I think it was funny. I'd be like, oh, they must listen to the show. Fair enough. I'd be like, that's kind of cool. I guess they listen to the show. But anyway, there you go. How about I play you music from the script? Actually, no. I'll play you some Imagine Dragons with Shots. I like this new track. 51552 if you'd like to get in contact. Here is some Imagine Dragons Shots on 2FM. Oh, yeah.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Oh, yes. Well, there we go. Kelly Clarkson Heartbeat song here on 2FM. Right. Morning, everybody. Look at this. Also, this is so annoying. This seat is after breaking as I'm sitting on it. Jake, can we not afford new seats? No, huh? It's all them license fees we charge everybody.
Did it legit break?
Huh? Yeah, look, it fell over. I'm sitting all lopsided now. I look ridiculous. Tell you, poor Tuberty's bottom is going to be on this tomorrow. And he's not going to be pleased at all. I'm telling you that. There'll be heck to pay. But anyway. 51 552 if you'd like to get in contact, tell us what it is you're doing awake. Someone says electricity is back, thunder was so loud I thought the roof was coming off around us. Thank God I have you guys. Well, Jenny in Limerick, thank God indeed.
You're welcome.
You know, I mean, we are here getting you through these times. Also, Pete says, I'm awake after trimming my eyebrows. They get bushier as I get older. Do some women like it, kind of like a beard?
No.
I don't think so, Pete, no.
No. Don't talk to him about eyebrows. Do you know what I've been doing for the past 2 weeks and I see no difference whatsoever?
Bleaching them or trimming
no,
them?
No, I've been putting castor oil on my eyebrows because seemingly...
Why?
These forums say that your eyebrows will go back quicker if you put castor oil. So I've been there every night before I go into bed getting like an earbud and dipping it into organic castor oil, which cost me like €12 down in the health food store, and like putting it onto my eyebrows.
Eyebrows look good.
Chris, stop lying to me.
They look good.
No, it's my downfall.
Why?
My eyebrows are my downfall. My eyebrows are the reason that I'm not getting on in life.
What's wrong with them?
Because you have to have strong brow game.
Yeah, but yours
looks
fine.
They're not symmetrical, Chris.
Oh, I think they look okay. Like they look grand to me.
You don't understand.
No, they look like eyebrows to me.
You don't understand.
I can inform you that you have eyebrows. And that's about all I can tell you. That's about as far as my discerning looks of it go. But anyway, they look fine. They look like healthy eyebrows to me.
My eyebrow game is not good.
Pete, look what you've done.
Everything in my power over the past 3 years to like get good eyebrows. I even went and I got those fancy eyebrows that Oprah gets done.
You know, it's funny. Actually, now that Kira mentions it, she has been going on about this for years. Like literally for years. They really bother you, do they?
Yeah. Because I know how much it can... Okay, I'll give you an example, right? If your eyebrows... My eyebrows are supposed to be in here. See, okay, where my fingers are.
No,
right?
They're not. That's your nose.
No, they are. You see, the whole face shape, okay? And what it does is, if my eyebrows were genuinely here, which they should be, except the hair hasn't gone back, it makes your face look thinner and it like makes your nose look thinner.
Okay, fair enough.
And it makes your face symmetrical.
I think you look good,
now,
though. I'm not trying to be like a dutiful friend being like, no, you look great. I think you look well.
This is the eyebrow that causes me all the trouble. Seriously.
God, I feel so sorry for women. Like, I feel so sorry that you look at yourselves in this detail.
I don't even want to tell you how much money I've put into my eyebrows. Over the past three, 4 years.
Is it a lot?
Oh my God.
Are we talking plus 100?
Yeah.
Are we talking plus 200?
Yeah.
What? No way. Yeah. Are we talking plus 300?
Probably.
You're joking.
No.
I feel so sorry for girls.
I know. Like, and now look at them. They're not even symmetrical.
They look nice though. God, the way with which you analyse yourselves as women. Like the way you break yourselves down into these tiny components.
No, this is my only issue. Like, I don't give a shit about the rest of me. My eyebrows are the bane of my life, Chris.
God bless you. Like, I couldn't tell you what my own eyebrows look like. If someone told me to describe my eyebrows, I'd be like, geez, I'm not sure. I think they're black. I think they're kind of like bushy. I'm not sure. Like, I mean, they're eyebrows. God bless you. Well, anyway.
Don't God bless
I feel
bless
sorry
me.
For you. That
God
you...
bless my eyebrows.
I bless them as well. And I hope they have a fruitful and blessed year. I hope they get all the good fortune they can. Phil the Masturbator says, I'm still awake because I want to say after 6 years, you two are like a weird bastardized Irish version of Richard and Judy. Well, thank you, Phil the Masturbator.
That.
It's very nice of you.
It could be called worse.
Someone says, well, effed up life. I'm awake because I'm listening to your show.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you could be doing worse.
With us,
yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Someone says, you have striking eyes, Kira, in the text. I would agree.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would say you do. Also, John in Nay says, what happens...
The thing about my eyes, it's my eyebrows.
Yeah, I think your eyebrows look great. However, John in Nay says, what happened to the good old days when we used to play out of context clips of Kira? Well, I still have those.
Hey, would you pop my cherry for me?
I have loads of those. I mean, John, we could do that all night.
Yes! I love being on top. God, I forgot about Mr. T-shirt. I don't think I can take another one.
That's my favourite. Well, there's loads of them. I mean, we could go on all evening, but I don't think it's... I think we've evolved. I don't think we do that anymore because I respect women. I'll have you know. I respect women greatly.
You do, yeah.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have me excited.
Yeah, I do. There's enough of this.
Giving me the biggest pleasure of all time.
Okay.
Wow. I love you, Nikki Byrne.
There we go.
Okay.
That's a weird one. There's just so many in here saved that I don't even know.
Kind of embarrassed with that one. Okay.
No, wait. Here's the one where Kira has a Scottish accent.
What Argentinian midfielder scored his first goal for Man United at the weekend?
Yeah. So there you go. That's that. All right, enough of this. I respect women and I don't play sexualized clips of Kira anymore.
Thank you.
Because that's wrong.
Hey, would you pop my cherry for me?
Yeah. 51552, let us know what it is you're doing awake. We'll get to some more of your reasons. Party. after this. Don't get
hurt. This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Yay! Well, there we go. Ollie Murs and Demi Lovato with Up here on 2FM. Right morning, everybody. God, it is very late, in fairness. Look at this. I mean, nearly 20 to 1 in the morning. But I would like to know what it is you are doing awake. Someone says, I am awake because my roommate has suddenly gotten an obsession with washing the dishes and keeping the kitchen clean, and it is so annoying.
What's annoying about that?
Yeah, you know what? I have to say, there's times where I would have loved that. Like, there was a time, like, I've kind of always lived on my own, but there was a time about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago at this point, where I lived on my own. And I remember one day the landlady had to come in to check something, and she said the place was so filthy she hired a cleaner. She was like, that's ridiculous. Like, she was like, that is absolutely unacceptable. So I got a free cleaner. So I was like, yeah, all right.
I remember
baby.
The time you offered to pay me to wash your dishes.
Oh, it was bad. Like, because a big, like, about 2 weeks worth had built up.
Chris,
I've grown up a lot since then.
But Chris, then you went through the phase of just buying paper plates and cups so that you didn't have to wash them.
I still kind of do that with cups. I don't do it with plates, but I do it with cups. I just can't be bothered. You know, I've grown up a lot, though, and I have matured a lot. Like,
well,
now, I always
really?
Clean down the surfaces. Always. I spray them with antibacterial wipes or with antibacterial stuff. I clean them down. I put everything away. There's no stains anymore. I sweep the floor. I do it all. And I'm very proud of myself. Because I know, yeah. I mean, it used to be quite a challenge, but I do it now. Someone says, I'm awake because I'm shaving my ass hair. Well, there you go.
Don't feel so bad now, do you, Kira, with the manky eyebrows? Also, happy 6th anniversary. Thank you, Dexter.
Kira, do you try and contour your ass hair as well, or is it just your eyebrows?
Look, Chris, you don't understand how hard it is to be a woman. And we have a lot of unwanted hair in an awful lot of unwanted areas. But do you know the one place that I do want hair?
Yeah.
My eyebrows.
Hmm. And you just can't get it. If only you could be like that, effortlessly hairless in other areas. Right, girls? Right, girls? You girls know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Laser.
Come on
down.
Now, ladies. Yeah. So anyway, there you go. Right, look. How about... Oh, look at this. It's 20 to 1. Tell you what we might do. By the way, I'm going to give a big shout out to Adele, who's in Sligo as well. I might play one more track, and then I will... get a review of the show from Kira. I mean, I think that's what we should do here. I'm looking forward to all of that. So here's music from The Script. By the way, big shout out to friend of the show, Jameson. Just checking in. Saying hello.
What up?
Yeah. Anyway, 20 to 1 in the morning. Here's The Script Hall of Fame here on 2FM. Yeah, there we go. The Script Hall of Fame here on 2FM. Right. How about this? We get a review of the show from Kira every evening. We finish with the national anthem, but also with a review of the show. And I think it's very important that we get a review of the show from Kira on this momentous day, an anniversary of ours. So I would ask that you all stand now, not for the national anthem, but for the review of the show, which Kira is about to deliver. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Well, we started the show playing the Win Back Your License Fee quiz with Natalie, who got 9 and was so close to winning back her license fee. Our wrap-off tonight was to Beyonce and Jay-Z's O3, Bonnie and Clyde, and Chris took the win tonight, in fairness.
Thank you.
There I Said It Tonight involved men being angry about women and people never understanding other people. I'm annoyed because Chris forgot a very important anniversary of ours, because we met and did our very first radio show together 6 years ago today. Chris tells us about a company who accidentally sent a letter to a client with Dear C-word, yeah, as that's what she was in the system as. And then, of course, we finished the show asking the wonderful Irish public what it is they're doing awake.
Yeah. Kira, can I finish with a nice text?
Okay.
It says, Panda here. Kira, I saw you for the first time on TV3 last week, and you are even more sexy than your voice. Oh. There you go.
Chris and Kira on 2FM. 2FM.